Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. I hope everyone's having a fantastic Corona summer and staying healthy and getting the kids back to school. We have a fantastic guest with us today. Laura Knobloch is here to talk to us about faith in action.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So what is Faith in Action?
Faith in Action is an organization here in Bloomington Normal that we have volunteers that help our elderly individuals to remain in their homes. We help them by taking them to medical appointments. We do some light home maintenance. We also have friendly visits available for our elderly individuals. And our main goal is to help those individuals be able to stay at home and remain independent.
Nice. So it gets people into the home with elderly folks and gives them somebody to see.
Yes. For that particular thing that you're describing there, it would be our friendly visits.
Yeah.
So we set a Faith in Action volunteer up with an elderly individual. We try to link them on things that they have interest in. So if someone has an interest in baseball, for instance, we have an individual that comes out and meets with one of our Faith in Action individuals. I think he comes out like every other week, and they have camaraderie of being Cub fans, that sort of thing. So there's friendly visits. We also have a lot of individuals that need to go to medical appointments, and maybe their family's not able to take them or they don't live here in this area. And so we have Faith in Action volunteers that come from various churches in the Bloomington Normal community, and we take those individuals to their medical appointments, to dialysis appointments. We also provide shopping assistance. So prior to Corona, we used to take the individual with us to the actual grocery store. Now what we're doing is getting a list and going and getting the groceries for the individual and then bringing it back to them.
We've been shopping for my in-laws for Corona. I hate going to the grocery store as it is, and it takes forever. And then to have to go back a second time in the same day is just, I've only done it once with my wife. She usually does it.
But what a great thing to be able to do for
awful.
Someone.
We gotta go to their house and get money, right? And then go to the store, get all their stuff. Of course, they can't just shop at one store. They need like Walmart and Aldi's and Sam's Club. Then we got to take all their stuff back because we can't commingle it with our stuff. Take all their stuff back, put it in the garage. My father-in-law, who everybody knows, Kurt, with the jokester, makes my mother-in-law come out and spray it all down. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely crazy.
Well, we have many volunteers that enjoy going to the grocery store.
Yeah, apparently so.
So this is a great thing that works with our individuals that want to volunteer as well as our elderly individuals that need that assistance.
So you do get a list from them?
We do.
What I learned about the list, the first two times we did it, my mother-in-law was not categorizing the list based on how things were in the store.
Oh, for goodness sake. She wanted it laid out like it was in the store.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, put all your meats together, put your cheeses together. The one time I went, it was like, you know, we had to hit every aisle 12 times because you get down the list, you're like, oh, she needs a different kind of beans.
Well, our volunteers are a little bit more flexible, Jason.
I guess. Well, good for them. That's an act of penance right there.
It's a great thing.
Going to the grocery store. Oh, man. That would be like my hell, is just if I had to spend eternity in a grocery store looking for stuff.
We also provide light maintenance. Some of the gentlemen that help with Faith in Action like to do light maintenance. So if someone needs some things done on their house, you know, fixing a screen door, things like that.
Man, I can't wait to get older.
Well, there you go.
And get somebody come over and help me do projects at the house and do my grocery shopping.
Well, you could also volunteer for Faith in Action. Maybe grocery shopping isn't your thing, but there are other opportunities.
I'm
that
the
you
least
could help
handy
with.
Guy ever, too. I could show up and talk to people about Cardinals games.
So. Oh, I totally think that you would be great.
Yeah. So how long has Faith in Action been around?
It's been around since 2005. It started with various parish nurses kind of getting together in the community and talking about ways that we could help individuals remain in their home and be independent. And so it started in that group of individuals pulled it together and began in 2005, and we've been going strong since then. We are open Monday through Friday, and we're located in where the ARC Center is.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Beach Street in Normal. Actually, the address is Willow, but it's in that same building. And if individuals need our services, they just give our office a call, and we link them up with volunteers. One of the great things about the volunteers is it's something that you get an email, and you can volunteer maybe twice 1 week, depending on what your schedule is. And the next week, maybe you're going to be out of town and you're not available and you don't have to volunteer that week. So it's really a great thing for volunteers to be able to have that flexibility, but still be able to volunteer and help the organization. If you go away in the winter to Florida for a month or two, totally fine. You just don't volunteer during that period of time. When you come back, you just pick right up again.
So how many volunteers compared to seniors are there? Do you know the ratio?
We currently have 430 volunteers, and we are serving 470 care receivers.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of people volunteering and a lot of people getting help.
Absolutely.
Especially during Corona, you know, you don't want the older folks to have to like take the bus to go to their appointment or those types of things.
And many of our individuals are going for dialysis several times a week. And so it's very important that, you know, we keep those individuals healthy. Yeah. We are taking precautions with Corona. We ask the individual to sit in the back seat of the car with a mask on. And, of course, the driver has a mask as well. And Faith in Action provides those if individuals don't have those. People clean their cars and disinfect them after taking the individual just for safety's sake.
Sure.
So we are taking some precautions with Corona. And, again, some of our visits are down because some of our elderly individuals are postponing doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
But, you know, individuals that need dialysis and urgent appointments like that, we are still making sure that we're getting them there.
Speaking of which, my father-in-law and I had our 4-year anniversary for me giving him a kidney this weekend.
That is awesome.
So we need more kidney donors out
Absolutely,
there.
Absolutely, we do.
Always a need for that. So how have you been involved in Faith in Action?
Well,
you get to do this awesome radio show.
I do. That's fabulous. Well, I had retired from Illinois State University. I worked at the Student Health Center there. I was a director. And I always loved working with elderly individuals. That actually was my job during college. I worked at a nursing home, and I absolutely loved that.
So you like the elderly folks better than the college kids?
You know, I enjoy them both. But they're very different groups
I
of
bet.
Individuals. The elderly,
especially
seem to
these
be very
days,
wise. Absolutely. Both are fabulous. But a friend knew that I had worked in the healthcare field and asked if I might be interested in serving on the board of directors. And so I've served on the board for the last couple of years.
Man, you have to go straight to the top.
Well, I don't know about that. I volunteer too.
Oh, all right.
I get to volunteer and drive people too.
Right.
So I do both. So it is a great opportunity. It's a great organization here in Bloomington Normal to make sure that our elderly folks are able to remain independent. My parents lived about 30 miles from here. And if we would have had something like this when I was working full time, how beneficial it would have been. My siblings and I, you know, we worked together and we made it work, but some days were really challenging.
Yeah.
If we had the opportunity for someone maybe to even meet us at the doctor's appointment, it would have been fabulous. Yeah. So I want to be able to give back.
Yeah, my grandfather's 92, and he lives down by St. Louis, so it's a struggle for like my mom to try
Absolutely.
To help out. He still lives at home, but it's the small, you know, small things like that, like getting groceries, and you know, he can do a lot of stuff in the house, but getting outside the house is the struggle. So,
and this is where Faith in Action comes in. So, as you might expect during Corona, some of our volunteers are elderly and have suspended volunteering for a while just for their own health reasons. So we are looking for additional volunteers. So if any of your listeners are willing to volunteer to take individuals either to doctor's appointments, to pick up groceries for them, do like maintenance, or even the friendly visits, we're certainly looking for volunteers to do that. They can visit our website to access that or call us at Faith in Action. And again, we're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday through Thursday and 9 to 12:30 on Fridays.
Yeah, what's the website and the phone number?
So the you can email Faith in Action at office@bnfia.org, or you can also access us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, which is Faith in Action Bloomington Normal, and you can access us through there as well.
So it seems like it's a pretty low-key commitment for the volunteers. I mean, it's very flexible with people's schedule.
That flexibility is so helpful.
Yeah.
That so many individuals, you know, that, like I said, they travel in the winter and can't volunteer for 2 or 3 months. Sometimes it's difficult to do other volunteer opportunities here. But this particular organization makes it very, very easy that you can sign up for as much or as little as you happen to be available that particular week.
So do you have to be Catholic to volunteer?
Absolutely not. There are several churches in the Bloomington Normal area that are part of Faith in Action, and each one of those churches has a congregational liaison that talks to their churches or puts things in their bulletins, that sort of thing, to make people aware of Faith in Action and hopefully help us recruit volunteers. But we have several churches involved, Historic St. Pat's Catholic Church, our Redeemer Lutheran Church, St. John's Lutheran Church, First Baptist Church, Christ Lutheran, Holy Trinity, St. Luke's Union Church, Unitarian Universal Church, Covell Community Church. I can't go through all of them here, but there's a lot. So no, you don't have to be Catholic.
So this is our ecumenical outreach.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
And I'm assuming you don't have to be Catholic to get services either.
No, you do not.
So for everybody that either needs help or that wants to help volunteer, you don't worry about it whether you're Catholic or not.
No.
And what was the Facebook page again?
It is BNFIA. But if you just search Bloomington Normal Faith in Action, we'll come right up.
Now, what about sometimes folks can't volunteer, but they want to make like a monetary donation or those types of things? Do you guys need help in that regard as well? Or
absolutely, we certainly accept monetary donations. We are a 503c nonprofit organization. Currently, we are also doing a mom sale. So if people are wanting to pick up their moms, they can get them at Faith in Action. Again, you can see it on our website. We have a mom sale through September the 10th. Moms are $9.50 per mom if you pay cash or check, or if you prefer to do credit card online, it is $10 to cover the credit card fee. And then the pickup date is September the 17th from 10 until 3. So if people want to either give monetarily or help us with our mom sale, we would certainly appreciate that.
I think I'm going to have to call that softball girl back because I think she hit me up for more than that for the mums I just got.
Really?
That $9.50, that seems like a good deal.
Well, there you go. We'll get you set up with mums.
Mum sales, those seem like a pretty good fundraiser. People like mums.
You're going to buy them anyway. You might as well support.
Are you? I don't think I've ever bought them except for an organization.
Really?
But my wife loves the autumn colored ones.
Well, we've got you set up. We've got purple, red, orange, bronze, yellow, and white. So you can pick any of those colors.
Mums come in a variety of colors.
They
I didn't
absolutely
know.
Do.
I started a garden this spring for the first time. Speaking of.
Really? What kind of vegetables are you getting?
Lots of tomatoes and cucumbers.
I was going to say, we have a lot of tomatoes coming out of our ears right now.
I haven't gotten very many big ones, like 8 million cherry tomatoes.
Oh.
And so I made the mistake. I planted one cucumber plant, and I have cucumbers for days.
Well, there you go.
So I don't ever need more. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of pickling and canning a lot of tomato sauce and.
So you've been able to keep the rabbits out of your garden, huh?
So I built a raised bed, and that's where my tomatoes, cucumbers, and a couple pepper plants are. I packed them in way too. I didn't realize how big they were going to get. So then I started a second raised bed. The first one I did 20 inches off the ground. The second one I just did like 1 2x8, so it's only 8 inches off the ground. And I planted lettuce and carrots from seed, and they were going really good.
And I
walked out there yesterday, and all I have is like a bunch of little stalks sticking up out of the ground.
Yeah, those rabbits can jump too. I've noticed a couple in our garden that have had jumped up to get into that base garden. Yeah. So
I'm live and learn. So I guess I'll have to keep buying mums because I'm not a very good gardener.
Well, we absolutely want you to buy mums, and what a great cause that it goes to support.
Yeah, absolutely. So if folks want to buy mums, can they go to the Facebook page or call, or what's the best?
They can give us a call, or they can, if they prefer to pay by credit card, they can go to our Facebook page, our website, which is bnfia.org, or they can give the office a call, and that number is 309-827-7780.
And then is there going to be like a pickup day at the Ark or?
Yes, the pickup day is on September the 17th.
And when do you need orders by?
By September the 10th.
Okay, so we got a couple weeks, but they need to get their orders in.
Yes, they absolutely need to get their orders in. And then pickup is September 17th between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And we're going to obviously follow social distancing and the Illinois public health guidelines will be followed for that.
Well, of course.
Yes.
So is Ark currently open, do you know? Are they?
I don't believe that they are, but Faith in Action is open.
Okay.
But again, most people are calling us just for.
I would see the Ark would be difficult to social distance and it's kind of an at-risk community, same as with the Faith in Action.
Absolutely. But actually, our pickup location is going to be at St. John's Lutheran Church.
Oh, okay. That's where I got married.
Really?
Yeah, before I was Catholic.
Well, there you go.
It was a hot day. Hot, hot.
What time of year did you get married?
June 25th.
We got married July 10th. It was very hot.
Oh, man. I don't remember much of after the ceremony, but I remember it was hot. Yeah, so the corner of, what's that, Ewing and Fell?
It's at 1617 East Emerson. So is that Emerson
and Ewing? Tawanda?
Tawanda, yeah. But Ewing.
Ewing Park's right there.
Is right across the street, absolutely.
Nice. So do you send Tom out on a lot of the maintenance calls?
You know, he does help with some things. Yeah, he's handy at that kind of stuff.
How do you guys do with the maintenance calls? I mean, is that a long list of help that you need for maintenance stuff? Or
it kind of depends on the year. Yeah. Sometimes some individuals will ask for someone to come and maybe help rake their leaves or things like that. It just depends on the individual.
Nice.
The majority of our calls are for medical assistance.
Yeah.
And getting rides to medical appointments.
Do you give people rides to church?
Yes, they do. We try to focus on medical appointments, but we will go with other appointments if we have enough volunteers.
Gotcha.
So sometimes we have some of our ladies specifically who like to go get their hair done.
Yeah.
So those appointments are a lower priority.
Sure.
You definitely want to get the folks to their individual appointments first, but we will accommodate those as we have volunteers.
You don't see a lot of church vans anymore. I remember when I was a kid, my dad drove the church van and we'd,
really?
Yeah, we'd go pick up all the old folks and bring them to church on Sunday and take them home. And
yep.
Well, you don't, I don't know. It doesn't seem like, maybe that's not a Catholic thing.
I don't know, but we do have a lot of Faith in Action volunteers that will take individuals to church. Now, again, as you know, more and more churches are meeting remotely and online, but it is a service that's available as well.
Yeah. Have you been doing the online?
No, we've been going in person.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
We've been bad. We're just bad.
No. Well, yeah. You have to kind of think ahead of time.
Yeah, we tried the in-person a couple times. I wasn't a fan.
No?
I'm not a fan of the mask.
I'm not a fan of the mask either, but it is what it is.
Having to sit there and wear it the whole time just made me mad.
It does get warm.
So I wore my Trump 2020 mask when I went, and I got a lot of looks.
When I look around and I see, especially the elderly folks, they never take their mask off. I think no matter how hot I am, I cannot take my mask off because if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. So you have a nursing background.
I do not.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, my undergraduate degree is in health information management, and I have an MBA.
Oh, that sounds like it's close to nursing.
Well, it's a healthcare background, but
So here's my concern. What do you think about these kids breathing carbon dioxide all day long with their mask on? That seems like it's bad for your brain.
Well, in healthcare, people wear masks all the time and have for years and years and years, and,
well,
and
they
seem to be okay.
And put them on and take them off, right? I mean,
well, you can be in surgery for a long time with that mask on.
Yeah, I guess.
So I think it'll be okay.
All right. Well, I'm still not a fan.
I'm sure you're not.
So we have been bad. We haven't been making it to the in-person masses.
Well, there's opportunities to watch online. So that, I think that's great that we have that kind of technology that we're able to do both.
That's true.
And we have a lot of folks that just come and sit in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's true. We could try that. With the kids, it's hard to, because they, of course, we get to church, they want to go to the bathroom.
Oh, of course they do.
Because they like to play in the water fountain or whatever. I don't really know. But. So anyway, give us the rundown again on the Faith in Action. What is the
so,
give us a Facebook and the email and the
so the Facebook is just Bloomington Normal Faith in Action. Our email is bnfia.org. And again, we're looking for volunteers to help with especially taking individuals to medical appointments. We have about 430 volunteers right now, but many of those are kind of on a hiatus just because of COVID. So we're certainly looking for individuals to help with that. They can, again, visit our website. There is a volunteer form that you fill out letting us know what your interest is, that kind of thing. We also have an in-depth orientation and a mentor program to make sure people are comfortable with the services and what we need them to do. So people shouldn't feel nervous or anything about that. We have a great orientation program for them. And the website, again, is bnfia.org. And the mum sale, again, you have until September the 10th to place your orders. And then pickup will be on September the 17th at St. John's Lutheran Church between the hours of 10 and 3.
And then what's the lead time like for, like, if somebody needs an appointment, you're going to schedule somebody? I mean, they get a fairly decent amount of, like, heads up.
They usually give us a call as soon as they schedule the appointment. And then we have what's called a ride scheduler, and all of our volunteers have access to that. And it pops up the most rides that are coming up the soonest.
Gotcha.
So you can schedule, and it kind of tells you whether you're about how long they expect that ride to be.
Yeah.
For dialysis, for instance, we have individuals that take the person to dialysis, and then someone else picks them up because of the length of time of that appointment. So it's not an extremely long amount of time that you need to volunteer for each visit.
Yeah. Or again, if you're like my father-in-law and you love playing spider solitaire, you could just sit in the parking lot.
Absolutely. And some of our appointments, you know, that are shorter, we do that.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a great organization and something that really allows our elderly individuals to be able to be independent and stay in their homes here in Bloomington Normal.
Well, that is awesome. Well, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
And thanks for explaining Faith in Action to us.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Everybody get your mum order placed. You got a couple weeks, but get it done by September 10th.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.